Now we come to the Lord's table, and it is my great privilege to invite all of you to be in communion with the other brothers and sisters in Christ's name at this table tonight. Here at Eastgate, we welcome all to the Lord's table, partially because we recognize that God is at home with all of us. God is comfortable being around all of us, from those that seem to have it all together to those that seem to have nothing together, and most of the rest of us who fall somewhere in between and who may actually kind of oscillate back and forth on that spectrum, getting it mostly right some days to getting it mostly wrong others. So I hope that we will accept his invitation tonight to be in communion with him, to feel him tangibly being a part of us, a part of our lives, and giving us strength to face the days ahead, and to face those days ahead following more of his example than our own instincts, which means to be more loving than not, more peaceful than not, more forgiving than not, more generous than not. We do some of those things, we might end up being more faithful than not. That seems to be what Jesus preached time and time again. And I think that's part of what we're supposed to discover slowly over time at his table. So I hope you'll come to his table this night and be fed. Come just as you are. The Lord welcomes us to this table just as we are.